Colorado is known for its adventurous and innovative microbrew industry.
Cheers.
But the beer served in October at the Recycled Water Fest southeast of Denver takes that reputation to a whole new level. This beer, and the wine on offer, was made with water taken from a wastewater treatment plant.
So this is Centurion. It is a Pilsner.
Asta Parker is a water reuse technologist with Corollo Engineers. In early 2018, she participated in the Pure Water Colorado Demonstration Project, a collaborative pilot program intended to prove that a rarely used five-part water purification system can turn contaminated used water into so-called potable water that's clean enough to drink. Parker says the treatment method the project utilized isn't new, but the circumstances surrounding the project are unique.
This treatment train has only been used once before, actually, in a project in Florida. This is the first one that was done in the winter, and the first one that was done in a completely landlocked state.
And turning that reused water into beer and wine is a tactic members of the project and members of the industry, like drinking water technologist Tyler Nading, say is hugely helpful in convincing the public reused drinking water is nothing to be concerned about.
No one is going to say no to a glass of wine or a glass of beer, right? We're all okay drinking that and having a nice time. So when we normalize drinking reused water in the context of beer and wine, it makes normalizing it in the context of drinking water much easier.
Colorado's been purifying and reusing wastewater for non-potable uses like irrigation and power generation since the 1970s. But President of Water Reuse Colorado, Allegra Da Silva, says expanding water recycling into the realm of potable uses is a necessary next step in addressing the Colorado Water Plan's projection that the state will face a water shortage of up to 560,000 acre-feet per year by 2050.
If we're looking for some more golf courses to hook up for recycled water or maybe one or two more power plants, it's just not going to get us there. The only way we can approach several hundred thousand acre-feet per year is some pretty innovative approaches, including potable reuse.
Da Silva says as the threat of water scarcity grows, so is municipal interest in water reuse. The town of Castle Rock on the Front Range is at the front of the charge towards municipal water reuse infrastructure, with a potable reuse system scheduled for completion in 2020. Water Resources Manager for Castle Rock Water, Matt Binnock, says they're aggressively embracing water reuse out of necessity.
We're trying to wean ourselves off the deep Denver Basin aquifer water that Castle Rock has been so reliant on for years and years and years. And that's a depleting resource. So what we want to do is to try to use water that comes from snowmelt, but also use water that comes from the deep Denver Basin and reuse that over time.
But due to a variety of state laws dictating what kind of water can be used and from where, not all municipalities will have the water rights necessary to do what Castle Rock is planning. As University of Denver Associate Professor of Law Tom Romero explains, there's a reason Colorado's rules about water reuse are fairly strict.
Unlike many of our downstream neighbors, we're limited as a headwater state. We do have to deliver a big chunk of that water to our downstream neighbors, because if we are in deficit, we all pay in one way or the other.
But Romero says where Colorado water law is rigid, lawmakers have the ability to be flexible.
The legislature can come in and can pilot projects. So we saw that, for instance, in the example of rainwater capture. It's a type of reuse. So these pilot projects allow us some flexibility to at least test the impact that it's going to have on the system. And so that's, I think, we're in an exciting moment to kind of see where that leads us.
The absence of any state or federal laws regulating potable water reuse is putting recycled drinking water in a sort of limbo. State and federal lawmakers are looking to pilot programs like the Pure Water Colorado Demonstration Project to help them set regulations. But water managers are hesitant to invest in water reuse infrastructure that future regulations may ultimately render obsolete or excessive. And water consumers are hesitant to get behind the idea of drinking reclaimed wastewater without regulations in place to ensure safety and purity. And that's where the beer and wine comes in. As the Recycled Water Fest comes to a close, bartender Lucas Restrepo says, judging by people's reactions to the beer and wine, water reuse advocates working to normalize reclaimed drinking water should consider the event a success.
They actually really enjoyed it. Yeah, I didn't see anyone like turned off that it was recycled water, so that was cool.
So as Colorado water managers, lawmakers, scientists, and advocates work to take big strides towards widespread potable reuse, the public is taking steps in that direction, one drink at a time. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Hanalee Myers.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at watereducationcolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions for rural water systems. Find out more at cobank.com.